In the times when you're getting when you moved to Los Angeles, it sounds to me as if your husband and you were both very involved in the church mm-hmm. in Louisiana. Were you able to find a church?
The same church here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh. The same organization, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where was that church?
At 33rd and Compton Avenue, Emmanuel Church of God in Christ is called. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
During the Depression, did the churches get involved at all with helping families out or anything like that? Or?
Not in those days. Well, sometimes, like if they knew of someone who was really in need, they would ask for an offering, you know, to take up an offering. Yeah, they would. Yeah, they would help out someone that was really in need. Mm-hmm. You know, they would ask for an offering, and someone would take it to them to help them out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, they would try to help them. Mm-hmm.
Would they, I was just wondering, is the church involved in the community at all, or... you think about, was it mainly just sticking through things like you mentioned before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is mainly through like that. You know, it wasn't, now like now, it's a lot of churches, they help families and things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it wasn't in those days like that. Like I say, if they knew of anyone who was really in need of something, well, they would ask the congregation for an offering to help that person out that way. Where in this day and time, well, they have a special organization in the church to see about that. Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But in those days, you know, they didn't do that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Was the church much different out here than it had been?
No, about the same thing. Mm-hmm,
uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you stayed active in that, and you had, at this time, you had 7 or 8, I've lost count.
Eight children. Now.
Did your husband and you find any time at all that for any kind of recreation together, any kind of social?
You mean just the two of us? No. Well, yes, we'd always... We'd take the children to the parks, you know, and to the beaches and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't go to the movies, and he didn't either, but the children, we let them go, you know, for recreation, like that. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But every year, we had a big picnic at the parks and things. Lincoln Park was the main one in those days,
mm-hmm.
Out there, back in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Kester Street car. Well, we did have a car at that time, and... part of them would go on the streetcar, the other half in the cars, because a lot of the neighbors' children, you know, where you have children, you always have neighbors' children to come over.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have a lot of the neighbors' kids, so I'd send the older one by streetcar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we'd bring the food by car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, we always found time.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd get out and play with the kids. We'd have baseball team, you know, with the children. The father and the mother's out there. We'd ride bicycles together.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of fun with our children.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did during the day, were you mainly busy within your own home?
Yes.
Or did you find time to visit with other people?
I didn't have too much time to visit, but when I did, I would visit, I would say for about an hour. I had a few friends, you know, we'd visit each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I put the children to bed. See, my husband worked a split shift. He'd work from 6 to 9:30, and then by the 10 o'clock, he'd be home until 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometime within that time, I'd make it my business to have my work done, and then sometime I'd go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
See, I have to get away. You just can't stay at home all the time. I'd go, shopping downtown, showcase shopping, go to Clifton, have lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we'd find a little time for a little recreation.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And did you and he ever have any time to go out together with other
yes.
couples?
Uh-huh. Other couples, yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, we did that in the later years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, we enjoyed going out with couples and things.
Uh-huh.
And we'd have them to come over and, you know, vice versa. Mm-hmm.
As your children got older, did they ever spend time taking care of each other? I know since they were boys, I didn't know whether you'd leave them with each other.
No, it is always someone there with them, you know. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It is always someone there with them. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. See, like I say, my husband worked the split shift. See, sometimes if I wasn't home, when he was home, you know, mm-hmm. They wasn't left alone. Mm-mm, no.
Did you? So mainly you and he took turns.
Yes. Uh huh. Yes. Uh huh. Uh-huh.
When you wanted to go out with just the two of you, did you?
Well, we would get a babysitter. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, we'd get a babysitter. Mm-hmm.
So, were you involved in any other groups besides the church?
No, no. Uh-huh. No, I'd go to the PTA meetings like uh-huh. that, and that was about it. Uh-huh. No, just the church functioning. Mm-hmm. We'd go. Mm-hmm. I was brought up that way, you know, uh-huh. in the church, so there it is.
Were you still singing and things?
Oh, not as much. No, after I got started having the children, no, I did belong to the choir for a while. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I was just trying to imagine managing children that small mm-hmm, group mm-hmm. together. Did, did you have to schedule things?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You had to schedule. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So, you stayed at home and were not working up to...
My baby was 6 years old when I went to work for North American. Mm-hmm. That is during the war.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
And my mother was with me then. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. When did she come out?
She came out here in 1940. I went to work in 42. My mother came in 43.
Mm-hmm.
1943.
Mm-hmm. So, up to, I hadn't asked you, was your husband's family, did they also railroad workers back in the country?
No, most of them worked for the sawmill industry. Sawmill, you know, lumber company?
Yeah.
Yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes, his brother.
Was he older than you? Was your husband older than
yes,
you?
Yes, he was. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
How old was he?
About 8 years. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Had he been drafted or anything during World War One?
No, at one time they thought he might get drafted, but he didn't, no. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Do you remember?
He had to register, uh-huh. you know. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember anything about World War
One? Not World War One.
You were pretty young.
Uh huh. All I can remember is my uncle went to war. You know, I heard him talk about him going to war, and he came home in this tan uniform. I remember that, mm-hmm. but I didn't know, you know, what the war and thing was all about. You know. Mhm.
Mhm. So, your husband, by the time of the war, would have been in his 40s or something.
Oh, that was 19 and
42,
actually. Yeah, 42. 41 is when it started.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, 19. Mm-hmm. Yes, uh-huh. Uh-huh. 42 and 40. It was 1943 they thought once he might have to go, but he didn't go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, you said he worked for this company for...
16 years.
16 years. Mm-hmm. So, did he work throughout the war at this time?
No, then, that was when he left the company and went and he worked at the Naval Shipyard. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. He worked there, I imagine, just for about 6 months. Because mm-hmm. the war was over with after that. Uh-huh. Then... He decided he'd better try and get him on. He didn't know whether they would keep him on or not. So a friend of ours recommended him going to Water and Power, Department of Water and Power for maintenance work. Mm-hmm. And he did, and he was hired. Mm-hmm. And that's where he worked for about 10 years until he taken ill.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So up to the time of the war, though, and when you went to North America, he was still working.
At this place, Whiting and Meade, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And your oldest son, though, would have been how old then? 41. He was born in 28.
In 27.
27.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
he was in draft. What was he? 27. 37. He would have been 10. So now he was still.
He was still a young boy because, now he was drafted in 1946,
uh-huh.
46, he was drafted.
So your children were sort of still too young, they were mm-hmm. like high school.
Yes,
high
junior
school
high
age.
School and high school age, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that sort of brings us up to the war years, and maybe mm-hmm. what we could do is stop for today.
Okay, okay.
And then the next time
then we'll start on the war years.
Start on the war
okay.
years, what prompted you to go to North America?
Oh, yes. Okay. That'll be fine.